This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Make them a much more explosive offense. You would have distribution with your targets that would be more realistic to having a threatening passing offense. They're 3-1 now. Let's say you think they're going to finish 10-7 and be a wild card in the AFC. I think if you acquire a guy like Devontae Adams, that you would put yourself in the division race and you would probably challenge Baltimore. Maybe you can get to 12-5 or 11-6. I think a guy of his talents would do that much, but I still caution, don't get too excited yet. They would have to work that out.
Yes, they would have to work it out. That's Ray Fittipaldo on with us yesterday, saying he looks at the Steelers as a 10-win wild card contending team right now. With Devontae Adams, he could see them winning 12 games. Pat Bostic going to join us momentarily. He'll be with us until 9 o'clock, and Pat is brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. To think a wide receiver is going to make that big of a difference, I think analytics people would tell you no. I mean, you think about baseball and wins above replacement and a certain guy's worth this, certain guy's worth that. When I heard that on the surface, I thought, man, I don't know. Then you really start to think about it. It's not just the 8 or 9 times, 11, 12 times a guy like Devontae Adams is targeted that he makes a difference. This is a team that still on its face wants to win games by running the football, being a physical team. Well, their offensive line isn't the offensive line they want to have right now, but it's the offensive line they're going to have to make do with. It becomes so much easier to run the football, Doran, I think, when you've got Devontae Adams. So I think, I've used this analogy before, this is the classic case of a rising tide lifts all boats. Mm. If you've got to contend with George Pickens and Devontae Adams on the outside, I think everything on your offense becomes a little bit easier for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest example is the 49ers and what they do. And being Christian McCaffrey, you got to be happy. I mean, I know he had some pretty good years and decent years in Carolina, but if you're Christian McCaffrey, you're happy that you have Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk.
Yes, that's a really good point. And we've seen what Brandon Ayuk has been able to do without a bunch of guys. Pat Bostic walking in right now. Oh, man! We had this whole setup. I didn't want to bring it up on the air, but Doran has a Michael Myers mask because it's October and Doran's, let's face it, a little bit of a freak. And he scared the living hell out of me this morning. When I was pouring my coffee, he was standing just across the hall from me in the darkness, and all I see is this Michael Myers mask. And we really thought that he would terrify Pat Bostic to his core. Good morning to you, Mr. Bostic. How you doing today?
Good morning.
You can check out our YouTube stream. It is incredibly popular.
His eyes lit up. He did not expect anybody to be behind the door, and he looked to the left first, so he didn't even see me at all. And then he looked at me, and he was like, oh, like he had that Pat look, like, okay, it's Doran.
So you did startle him. You were startled?
Well, I was confused because I thought, is Doran not here today? And then I saw his stuff, and I'm like, he's got to be somewhere in here.
He's lurking around.
Either he lowered his seat like the one time, or he's doing something. If that was my wife walking through there, she might have died on the spot.
Yeah, my concern.
She is deathly afraid of Michael Myers. Deathly. I asked her, I said, can I be Michael Myers for Halloween? And she's like, no. And I'm like, just one night. And she's like, no, you won't let it go. You'll wear it every day.
You're
like,
exactly. Yeah, once you get the reaction you want, you're just going to keep going
to
that
well.
Like,
and I was like, you're absolutely right. I won't get it.
A couple things. My biggest fear was that you were going to terrify him so much that he let out an expletive, which we would have to dump. And then here are the other couple of things. Pat, you look very nice today. You've got yourself a salmon-colored tie, pink tie.
Pink, yeah. I'm going to Bill Stahl's Real Men Wear Pink event tonight to benefit Breast Cancer Awareness, American Cancer Society. So, and I have an event after that that I have to wear a shirt and tie for. So I figured I'd go with the pink tie. I don't have a pink suit. That's not quite my vibe. Mm. So I went pink tie.
Doran could pull off a pink suit.
He could. You know, the guys that are members at Laurel Valley all have pink. They get the pink jackets.
The pink jackets, yes.
I'm not quite on that.
It's a good look. It's a great cause. He's a great man. You also smell really good. And you walked up in here, and you smell like a guy I want to hang out with.
When you smell this good, you know, I have to do something well. So smelling good, it's hard to be scared of anything. Right?
You walked in here with this just oozing confidence.
He did.
I think even Michael Myers would be like,
hold up. He'd lift his mask up, be like, hold on.
I think he'd have to
get a whiff.
I think he'd have to take like give me at least 10 minutes before he kills me.
Right? I need to know what the cut of this guy's jib is. I got to really get to know the man before I murder him.
Yeah.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. How about this, Doran? So you strike out on Devontae Adams, but he winds up going to the New York Jets. Well, now the Jets have four quality wide receivers, and Mike Williams, who you had a meeting scheduled with before, what if the Jets want to flip him to the Pittsburgh Steelers? Are you biting on a little Mike Williams as an option D, E, or F?
I could see Garrett Wilson wanting out. I mean, he's frustrated as it is. You know, I saw a quote the other day of him saying that he has no idea what the offense, you know, what kind of offense they're trying to do. And he looks around the league, he says he watches NFL football every Sunday, and offenses are mixing it up, and we're just doing the same thing. And he seems like a guy that, you know, he does get frustrated at times, and knowing what he had to deal with last year without Aaron Rodgers, and now you're going to bring, you know, Aaron Rodgers' buddy, I'm going to be pushed down the list. I could see, I don't know if they would trade him, but I could see him being very frustrated.
Yeah, they've got a weird deal going on, him and Rodgers, going all the way back to training camp where there was some video out there of those two guys not quite seeing eye to eye. If they wanted to make Garrett Wilson available, I'm giving up a third-round pick for Garrett Wilson yesterday.
I don't know if Garrett Wilson did, but they did play at the same school, Justin Fields and Garrett Wilson. I don't know if they played together, but they played at the same school.
He had 1,000 yards last season with real bad quarterback play. 2022, not great quarterback play. Went over 1,000 yards. I would take Garrett Wilson in a second. Hell, I'd take Mike Williams too, because you need an upgrade over what you got going on right now with Van Jefferson as your number two wide receiver. And their wide receivers, not named George Pickens, had 4 targets last week. 11 to Pickens, 4 for any other wide receivers. We were just talking about before you came in here, wafting this delicious smell, Bostic. What does Devonta Adams do to the ceiling of the Steelers if they were able to get him?
I think he raises it, for sure. He certainly takes pressure off Pickens. He certainly gives Fields another viable option, probably a number one, which I think Pickens, you have 1 and 1A probably with those two. That being said, I can't see them getting him. I just can't. Like, what they'd have to give up and where he wants to go. You know, if you're Devontae Adams, ask yourself this question. Is Pittsburgh the best landing place?
No.
Absolutely not.
Last.
It, it's not even, and he's going to have likely his pick of the litter in terms of where he wants to go. But if they were to get him, it'd be great because he's a pro. That's my issue with Wilson, is like, we're back into this post-game comment stuff that it just, and the Jets are worse, by the way. You know, you got Rodgers on McAfee. You've got Sala. I don't know what he's saying. You got Garrett Wilson, who probably doesn't know, has never called a play in his life, but is complaining about the play calling. But let's get back to Pittsburgh. I don't really want to add to that with Garrett Wilson. That's a concern of mine. I wouldn't want to walk down that road again if I'm Mike Tomlin.
And by again, you mean Deontay Johnson,
Antonio Brown,
Martavis Bryant.
I don't want to go down that road again. And apparently they dodged a bullet with Ayuk, based on what you saw in practice last week.
Yeah, Doran, we haven't talked about that.
No, with the red shorts.
He was wearing the wrong color shorts.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, I mean, again, I maybe I'm old school, but the same stuff with Najee's creeping up again, you know, with the attitude, and it's an immaturity. It's costing them games. It cost them games with Pickens. Tuck the damn ball.
Mm.
He did it again later in the game. I don't care how good you are. It's those things that creep up and are going to cost this team. They already have.
Pat would have looked right in the correct spot if he would have been on that vice presidential debate stage the other night.
Uh-huh.
The way he looks right now.
Yes.
You'd get my vote right now.
I'd be right in the middle, kind of. You got red and blue.
And you'd have the pink.
A little pink right in the middle.
Would you have been nervous?
No.
No.
Come on.
No.
You were nervous at the money-raising event for Alliance 412.
Yeah, it's because I did that. That's like an auction. That's like, you got to actually, people have to actually do something there. I didn't really know how that one was going to go, to be honest with you. But it went well. It was good. I appreciate you guys coming. But, I mean, if you know your stuff, you know your stuff.
Texter, he's not a free agent. It's a trade to the highest bidder. Maybe, and we've talked about that, he clearly wants to go to the Jets. That has been reported by Ian Rappaport. Rappaport also reported he would be open to going other places. The question is, are the Raiders sending him to the highest bidder, or are they going to give him a little bit of a chance to work his own stuff out like Brandon Ayuk did? Because there's a contract element to all of this too, meaning his agent is and has to be involved. So we're all kind of speculating on all of that. Problem is, if it is highest bidder, I still don't think it's the Steelers.
No.
Because you got the Jets with 2 third-round picks. No, They're desperate. They're a bad franchise, which means you're willing to give up stuff like that.
The only way they get him is if it's the place he wants to go. And the Raiders are amenable to that.
Amenable or amenable?
Yeah.
Texter.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Scaring someone can cause a heart attack, Dorn. Mornings are most common time for heart attacks. Scaring Crowley in the AM could kill him, and it's not funny.
There's a lot of things that could kill Crowley.
Yeah.
Name five.
Kyphosis, apparent cardiac issues, stress over West Virginia football, lack anxiety. Of sleep due to children, just general anxiety and overdosing on vitamin C.
I said name five. It's 7:15.
I just don't understand how they, you know, I just,
yeah.
I think we're kind of living in fantasy land with some of these.
Well, let's get to that coming up.
Florio
next.
Said he's going to go where he wants to go, right? Is that what he said yesterday?
Yes, but then again, Rappaport said this morning he would be amenable to going other places, not just the Jets, although that is his number one destination. It's 7:15 to stop. It's time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. What is the thing you just said that I want to talk about next? I already forgot it. He forgot it too.
So did I.
We'll think about it during the break.
Keep people guessing.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Hit us up on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Can, Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Jeff Hathorn in 12 minutes, Bostic with us until 9 o'clock, then a very special guest joining us at 9. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We remember what Bostic said that I wanted to talk about this segment, and I think the words fantasy land were uttered by you, Bostic. What do you mean fantasy land? Trying to get Davante Adams?
Well, first was Ayuk. Now it's Adams, and I just I don't see them making that kind of move. You know, a Mike Williams would be more in their wheelhouse in terms of what they would do from a cap standpoint. And oh, by the way, if Fields keeps playing like this and can perhaps eliminate those 2 to 3 mistakes, you're going to have to pay him, and they got to be ready to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So this all factors into the decision-making process, and I don't. By the way, I'd be more concerned about their offensive line at this point as well, because they've got some major problems up there.
I don't think you can fix that, though. Right. I think you just have to hope they grow together.
Mm-hmm. You can't, but they've got injury problems, too.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Major injury problems. So I don't know. I think, you know, a major shakeup at this point. You know, what does George Pickens think about Davante Adams coming into Pittsburgh?
Well, Doran, don't you think that he might be amenable to it?
He should be. If he was smart,
yeah.
He should be.
He should be, because he's going to be open, because all the focus
would
go to Davante.
But if Garrett Wilson would be upset.
That's a little bit different, because that's his buddy.
It is, but it's the same situation. You go from being 1 to 2, and that's what Pickens would do. I mean, if I'm calling offense, Davante Adams is 1. Pickens is 2.
I agree with that.
So in his mind, and we already know that there's some fragility there in terms of getting in feelings.
Hey, flipped out on Sunday a little bit on the sideline there. Broderick Jones had to get in front of him, of all people. First time Project got in front of a guy all year.
I think the cap situation is almost prohibitive.
See, I don't think so, because you can make it a one-year deal, basically. And Omar's as good at this as anybody else. I just don't agree with the phrasing of Fantasyland, because I think they traded for Ayuk. And then it got nixed at the very last second by Kyle Shanahan, if you believe Jay Glazer. I'm okay with a Mike Williams, though. Mike Williams, 8 catches, 120 yards this year, which makes him look like Jerry Rice compared to Van Jefferson. So I would be okay with a Mike Williams. And I do think that is more realistic, ultimately, than Davante Adams, because now I just saw Ian Rappaport tweet out that the Raiders are just going to take the best offer. They're just going to take the best offer. And I don't know that the Steelers can top whatever the Jets are going to be willing to throw in that direction.
Would you have held on to Deontay Johnson?
No.
Not to see him and how he would react underneath Arthur Smith? Or Tom, or Azani, the new receivers coach?
I mean, I have said this consistently, and it's nothing personal against any of them because I don't know them. But there's too much immaturity on that offense, in my opinion. It's a lot to contend with. And if they're going to get better and be elite, it's held them back. Immaturity, particularly at the receiver position, has held them back, in my opinion, for going on 15 years. It really has. And on the offensive side, I mean, you look what happened with Bell and Brown, and I mean, it killed what could have been a really elite run for that offense. And I think there's shades of that right now. It's not as bad. It's not as visible because they haven't been as good, quite frankly. But I think that they got rid of one of them. And the only issue is they haven't upgraded there. They haven't upgraded in terms of talent. But no, I would not have kept him. I think that ship had sailed.
Russell Wilson comes in here. Justin Fields comes in here. Patrick Queen comes in here. I'm not going to rule out that the Steelers can get Davante Adams. They are listed as the number three favorite whenever you go into some of the sports books. I think that's probably about right. The Jets, number one, depending on where you look. The Saints are right there at number two. I do think ultimately he winds up being a Jet. 412-928-9370. People are now texting in ways that they think I could die, which is great. You always want to read that early in the morning. Somebody says...
1,000 Ways to Die, remember that show?
Yep.
That's a great show.
It is a great... Mm-hmm. Underrated.
Couldn't watch it.
Isn't that a Spike TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would watch like an episode or two. Like they'd put them on, like they'd be like a dozen at a time. But after two, I was like, well, now I'm afraid to leave my house. I'm afraid to walk down into the kitchen. Someone texts in, are we just naming things that could take Adam out? How about a pickle jar?
A pickle jar?
Or 10-pound dumbbells. I think me bearing down to try to open a pickle jar, they're saying, would kill me.
I'd be more likely that you would have some sort of tendonitis doing that than pass away.
So my neck, Dora, I've been complaining about my neck all morning long. Dora, I got a big crick in the neck just from sleeping. I was in the shower today trying to get the hot water on it, you know, and I'm trying to massage it out with my right arm, and my elbow cracks, and I felt like my elbow was going to snap in half. So...
I've never heard somebody complain so much in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a like the game Operation. You've just got like a... There's just something...
I never played Operation as a kid beyond like the first couple of times because when it would buzz, it would scare me.
You think Dorn just has like a voodoo doll and he's like putting a needle in it? And
right
like,
in the neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right there in the kyphosis range of the lower back.
Yeah, yes. That's been there though. He doesn't need to aggravate that one.
The great thing about my wife being 5'1", and like this little tiny person is that I'm the one who, I get to be tall in our house. I get to be the guy who reaches for things. I get to be the guy who's strong and opens the pickle jar because it's all relative, baby.
Hmm.
So ain't no pickle jar taking Adam Richard Crowley out.
Hmm.
Not happening.
Richard Crowley.
It ain't happening. All right, coming up next, Jeff Hathorn joins us. Jeff, we're probably going to talk some Pirates with him. What happened yesterday in the Ben Charrington press conference? Also, Russell Wilson was limited. In the video that we saw, he looks exactly like the same guy we've seen the last 3 weeks. What did Jeff see? We'll talk to him about all those things coming up next. Then Bill Hillgrove after him. We're jumping on a moving train. October is Fire Prevention Month. 93.7 The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms monthly. One time I was out on my porch in Morgantown smoking a cigarette with my buds. And there was a collection of like 40 people in our driveway. So I ran inside to grab a baseball bat. I thought there was some sort of fight going on. And I can't just go in there with my knuckles. I got to bring a weapon. And it turns out the house behind us was burning down. Just burning down. Arson. No one lived in it. Someone went in there, set a fire.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. how that baseball bat, put it to good use?
I don't think I ever used it in a game, and I never used it on a human.
What game would you use a baseball?
Guy comes,
you didn't even play baseball.
Well, I mean, you're a mural. All right. I am not a professional. A real professional joins us now, and that's
right.
Jeff Hathorn, our Odyssey sports director. What?
Hi, look Jeff. At you, Andy Haynes.
Oh, jeez. All right. Let's talk about the Pirates first, Jeff. And we want to report on what you saw from Russell Wilson yesterday and all those Steelers-related things. But your biggest takeaway from Ben Cherington's press conference?
That they're over, you know, trying to overturn every department, look at every little thing that they can to get better. And I guess that's the biggest thing I take from it. And it was 45 minutes long. There was a lot in there. You know, they want McCutcheon back. They like O'Neill in center. You know, don't look for Brian Reynolds probably to be at first base, at least for this year. Cabrian, they're hoping to be better. But I guess that's the thing. He said salary's going to go up. But it's the same thing we've heard as far as where you're going to see improvement from the Pirates are going to be trades and internally.
So they're in lockstep then. So, you know, Cherington spoke about Shelton and being on the same page and how much he trusts him. Should we trust Shelton to get this done? I mean, there were moments this year where they were playing very well. There were moments this year where we thought that it could happen. We thought that there could be consistency, that they could compete, and then they spiraled down the drain. Like, I don't, you know, Jeff, I mean, I'm not asking you to have the answers for this. They need to have the answers. But should we have faith in Shelton, getting them competitive next year?
It's the question, right? I think with better depth and some maybe a trade or two and a key free agent signing, even if it doesn't cost, you know, a ton of money, would make that roster better, which would make his decisions easier, or even if he makes a wrong decision, somebody can execute and get him out of it. So I think it really does start with Cherington. They've got a good rotation. They've got a couple of pieces. How do they augment this? How do they give Cherington the tools he needs? And then for Derek, I mean, it's an offseason of looking back at the games and looking at some of the decisions he made and learning from it. And, I mean, that's – at this point, that's all you can ask. But I always think this with the manager, even like what's going on with the Dolphins. Dolphins can't score now. So, I mean, he can't. He's a horrible head coach. It's about the players. They got to get better players.
Speaking of augment, Jeffrey, Devontae Adams, how realistic is it that he lands in Pittsburgh?
I think it's slim. I think there's interest. And, I mean, listen, they know. We've known for that whole saga with Brandon Ayuk, that they need another receiver. They want an impact number two receiver, or a guy maybe even, you know, slides George over if you get to that point. But they're looking. But, you know, from what we initially hear from reporting, that he would like to join a couple of his buddies, you know, whether it's the quarterback he had in college and briefly in the pros, or the quarterback that made him a hell of a lot of money and was a really good combination in Green Bay now with the Jets.
Jeff, I don't know what you're allowed to say and not allowed to say, but we saw that Russell Wilson was limited in practice yesterday. My expectation was that he would be practicing in full based on what Tomlin said on Tuesday. And the video that I saw looked a lot like the Russell Wilson we've seen the last couple of weeks. So what did you say, or what did you hear, what did you see at Steelers practice from Russell Wilson yesterday?
Yeah, let's walk that line. Listen, Russ was limited yesterday, but you know, Mike Tomlin said on Tuesday to look for Russ to do more, but he was limited on Tuesday or on Wednesday.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm sorry.
That was artfully done.
I know. That's such a good job.
That was so professionally done.
He should run for president. That's just amazing.
Jeff,
right there.
You just said so much with saying nothing, mm-hmm. My friend. And
yes,
I'm very
did.
Proud of you for that.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
He's in complete denial.
Jeff, give us a little preview. What do you think is going to happen on Sunday night? Steelers, Cowboys, I mean, big rivalry. Even, you know, actually, let's not do this. Let's not give you a preview, but talk about the rivalry and growing up watching the Cowboys. That's something that we wanted to get into a little bit later on today. But the Cowboys, Steelers, big-time rivalry, what does that mean to you, and what will it mean to you Sunday night?
Well, I mean, it's two of the biggest brands in the league still, even with the success of the Chiefs and you know, other Patriots, obviously, but Steelers, Cowboys, when the NFL was really gaining steam, when it was gaining momentum, it was the 70s. And there were two teams that were involved, and they took the league. They helped take the league to another level, and there's still cachet because there's still a whole group of fans that grew up watching those two teams. So I still think it brings something. Listen, we know about the three Super Bowls, obviously, whether you're alive for them or saw highlights of them or just know the results of them. But if you look at the last five regular season games between these teams, there have been some great matchups. Mm-hmm. Steelers won three of the five, and in all three of them, they trailed in the fourth quarter. And there have been some really good games between these teams when they match up. So I'm excited for that because it seems like each one kind of channels this, you know, guys that came before us, old-time vibe, and they play really good football games.
Jeff, Justin Fields, last two games, they've had him throw it a lot. Based on necessity, I don't think they went into the game saying throw it 32 times against the Chargers and throw it all over the field against the Colts. But do you believe that they have learned enough about Justin Fields to maybe go into this game thinking, let's let him throw it a little bit more?
Man, if they haven't, you would have liked to think they would have. At this point, I mean, that was the first situation. I mean, you have new things all the time. That was the first time where they trailed, where they had to throw, where they had to drop back. And they scored 24 points, 21 of them in the second half. I think they did learn some things. Now, are there still a few details that need to improve? Yes. This will be another test against a Dallas team. I know they've got some key pieces missing on defense, but it's going to be one of those charged up games. But yeah, here's what we talked about this Tuesday. I would like to see Arthur Smith mimic a little bit of what the Colts did in that take some shots early, loosen up that, you know, loosen up. You should have enough trust in Justin at this point, and he's shown you nothing else to say he's going to make careless passes. Give him a one-on-one with George. Let George go try to make a play early and kind of start that ball rolling and get this offense started a lot earlier than we've seen it for most of the season.
I like that a lot. Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director. Check out more from Jeff on 93.7thefan.com. A full Steelers injury report up there right now, including the return of Isaac Seumalo. Jeff, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, and guys, a cool story really quick about the running back Aaron Champlin from Harvard, who was teaching at this time last year, and how he's got another chance. It's pretty cool.
Physically blessed and hardworking enough to be in the NFL and also be a Harvard guy.
Yes.
Can't relate. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thanks, Jeff. Bye, Carl.
Talk to Jeff after next Tuesday.
I love that guy.
I hate, like, Ryan Fitzpatrick, guys like that.
Why?
Like, yeah, you're a genius. And you're a specimen.
Did I ever tell you the story of Fitzpatrick in practice one time? He got to play from the sideline and came and kneeled down in the huddle and, like, pointed at us. And we're, like, waiting for the play. And he was like,
he forgot.
I forgot to play. And then ran back, got the play, came back again, kneeled down, did the same thing, pointed at us, and was like, bleep, I forgot to play again. Hold on. And I'm like, this guy went to Harvard.
Do you feel better now?
I do feel a lot better now because that happens to me at least once a show. It happened to me earlier on in the show. Oh, wow, Bostic, that's an interesting point. Let's talk about it next. What was it? Yeah, that'll happen. Up next, does not ever happen to Bill Hillgrove, one of the great broadcasters of all time. He's going to join us. Pitt's got a big one, opening ACC play against North Carolina on Saturday. We'll talk to Bill about that next. Pitt Breakdown with Doran, Pat, and Bill, brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. The 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. That music means we are joined right now by the legend, the voice of the Pittsburgh Panthers, Bill Hillgrove. ACC play starts this weekend. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great. You know, I like Bay University. That's always a good weekend. And everybody kind of retreads and gets ready for the conference push. I know Pitt is a slight favorite this weekend over North Carolina, but And when you consider the past history between the two, Carolina's kind of had the Panthers' number. And I think, you know, for their season, the Tar Heels will kind of bring their best. They're going to prove that, you know, some of the recent things that have happened to them, which have been negative, are in the past. So I think the Panthers are in for a dogfight, but I think this team is capable of surviving.
Bill, as Adam just said, I mean, ACC play, as you just were alluding to, and, you know, starts with North Carolina on Saturday, and then you come back home, you got Cal, you got Syracuse, you have SMU, and then, you know, you got the finish out the season, Virginia, Clemson, you got all those teams. But can this team get better? Like, how much better can this team get? And knowing that the bye week, they're going to freshen up, get some healthy guys back in the lineup, how much better do you think this team can be now that the ACC play has started?
Doran, I think this team can become a little more consistent. You know, they pulled things out of the fire in Cincinnati and against West Virginia. You can't continue doing that. You got to have faster starts, and you have to maybe get leads on people, and you dictate the terms from that point forward. So I think the biggest thing that's in front of them that they have to embrace is consistency.
Billy, Coach Narduzzi's guest last night on his show was Ben Sauls, and he, for my money, he's the best kicker in the ACC. Might win the Lou Groza Award when it's all said and done. You've covered a lot of great kickers, both at Pitt, and then obviously Chris Boswell for the past however many years in Pittsburgh. Where does Sauls rank up? Because I think people forget the rocky start to his career. He got benched in 2021, but boy, is he playing at a high level right now.
Without question, he'll kick on Sundays. I've seen some great ones. Not too many left-footed ones, but, you know, he has the leg, the major league leg, and he just has that ability to be accurate. And you just knock on wood that continues, because something tells me that between now and the end of the ACC conference season, he'll have to win a game or two, and that could include this weekend. So, yeah, I he's among the best. When I think of Steelers history, I think of Gary Anderson, and I think of, you know, great Pitt kickers, Connor Lee, and, of course, the guy who won the game at Clemson. Let's not forget, what was his name? Blewett.
Yep.
No, that's a terrible name for a kicker. But, you know, I do remember some great ones, and, you know, he's among the best. I mean, you know, those long-distance field goals, there have only been several in Pitt history, and he's had two of them in one game. So he's at the top.
Fun fact for you, Billy. I talked to him last night. He writes right-handed, plays golf right-handed, does everything right-handed. The only other thing he does left-handed dominantly is he prefers to dribble a basketball with his left hand, not his right. So I always find that odd. Well, like, you're a left-handed kicker, but everything else you do righty.
That's how Tyler was.
You could put that one, like Phil Mickelson, golfer, does everything right-handed, plays golf left-handed.
He's amphibious.
There you go.
you say you feel good. You're coming out of a bye week. You take on a North Carolina club. Let's face it, they're taking on water. I mean, this could be the last stand for Mac Brown, really, when you think about it. I thought that was going to be the case last week. They totally blow it against Duke. Do you feel like you get the best punch from North Carolina for Mac Brown?
I do.
Is it about getting up early? Like, if you get up early in the game, Bill, do you feel like they might start to doubt themselves?
Well, I think that's a good point, and I think that would be important for the Panthers to do that. Pat Narduzzi chooses to forget the history of the series, but fans do remember, and they remember some heartbreaks. Especially that one in Keenan Stadium where they got the two-point conversion. And would they have two number twos on the field, or am I confusing that with Notre Dame?
You're thinking of the Ryan Switzer punt return game in 2016 with Mitch Trubisky. And, the two number twos was Notre Dame, but this one in 16 was equally painful.
Yeah, it was, and I think it was not enough or too many men in the backfield. Right?
Exactly.
That's what it was. So you know, forgive my aging memory, but
it's pretty,
you know,
good,
that's
partner.
Kind of a pill to swallow. I mean, and fans don't forget that too soon and too easily. And if coaches prefer to forget it, then of course this group of team this group of players on this team, they're too young to remember it. So, hey, let's just take Narduzzi's word for it. And this is a fresh start, and it's the league start, and that kind of doubles the importance of every game.
Bill, we love you. Have a great call. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you next week.
I have a problem. We're flying into Raleigh. We're staying in Durham, and we're playing in Chapel Hill. So I think we have the triangle covered.
Yeah. Thankfully, it's not the Bermuda Triangle, partner, so we're good to go.
I didn't mean to bring that up. All right, thank you. H2P.
See you, partner.
Thanks, Bill. Kicker talk?
Love kicker talk.
A lot of kicker talk there from you, boss.
I didn't expect that from you.
A lot of kicker
talk. Listen, when you're...
And kicker facts!
Well, look at the NFL right now. Field goals have never been more frequent.
Well, and in college, it kind of looks like the NFL used to in like the 90s, where there are a lot of bad kickers in college.
Pitt
does not have that problem.
He's going to get drafted.
Oh, yeah. He's real good.
Yes.
He's real good. Blewett banged that one against Clemson, by the way.
Oh, I was there.
He banged one against Georgia Tech, too.
He did.
One of my favorite Pat Bostic calls of all time.
I went crazy.
You went bizarre. I'm driving in my car. I almost wrecked. Help it! Help it! Help it!
You weren't driving in your car at West Virginia, so you didn't get a chance to hear that one this year.
Eat that! Eat that!
Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service.
He
providing
got serious really fast.
Trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years.
Over 50 years.
All right, coming up next, we have our quarterback guru on, and we haven't really gotten into Justin Fields yet. Shall we get into some Justin Fields with Matthew Bostic?
Sure.
We'll do it coming up next. Fan weather, though, first, and it's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 75.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.